Welcome back to Service Notes, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of IT service management. Together, we explore the stories and experiences that shape our industry. I'm your host, Reena, and today I am continuing my discussion with a truly inspiring guest, Rhonda Downing. If you missed earlier episodes, be sure to check them out. But for now, let's jump into part three of our discussion. Rhonda, it's been an absolute pleasure hearing about your journey so far. You have shared some incredible insights into how you got started in IT service management and how you have navigated your career. In today's episode, I like to focus on what keeps you going and what are the challenges you have faced and the lessons you have learned.
Okay, so my next question is, because you've been in this space for like 20 plus years, what keeps you motivated and focused? It's kind of like two-part question, so pick whatever you want to choose or both of them. But like, you know, how do you keep it going?
Keeping it going is interesting. If I didn't have the next generation to work with and to mentor, coach, lead, I think I would not be as excited about getting out of bed every morning as I am. But I have a wonderful team of people. I've worked with a lot of wonderful people through the years, and people I still keep in contact with. We bounce questions off of each other. We talk through scenarios. If somebody has an issue, you know, I don't mind jumping right on it and going, okay, hey, I'm happy to talk, to be that listening post, and I can give you my opinions, but I don't want to tell you the solution because you really need to come up with it. But I'm happy to be here to help you get to the end result that you need. And I love that. That's what keeps me excited about this space, because with service management, the underlying principles and practices of service management don't really change. You know, incident management is incident management, right? It doesn't really change what it's there to do and what the space is for, right? But how we approach it, the attitudes, teaching people the soft skills so that they can progress themselves and grow their own careers and their own journeys and forge their own paths. That's what I look forward to encountering every day. And that's the piece that I love about what I do. Yes, I get to do, I get to find the gaps in the processes, and I get to, you know, design transformational efforts, and I get to do assessments to help organizations grow. But it's really the people side that really drives me, because I can sit and read a book about the technology and go, okay, I got it. I can play around with the technology and go, I got it. But people are not as predictable as we know. So it's always an adventure where the people are concerned. And that I love to people watch. I love finding out about people's personalities and what makes them tick, and then helping them with where they need to go. So I'm very excited about being able to not necessarily pass the torch yet, because I'm not quite there. But I do love getting in with those younger personnel that we have and helping them see that, hey, just because you're on a help desk or the service desk or concierge desk, I think that's the new
concierge
term.
Concierge desk. Yeah. I've not heard that before.
Yes, it is very new. And we just rebranded our service desk to concierge desk. So, you know, we're giving white glove service, you know, not going to let the dust settle on anything, which I think is fantastic, because it shows a drive to try and get to perfection, but never quite being perfect. That's the real fun of it, right? Yes. So definitely there's a lot there. And that also keeps me focused, because as you can tell from looking at my background, I've gone through the technical channels over several years. I've gone the business channels several years, and being able to put them together has been very exciting. But, you know, it also leads to sometimes being misdirected and going out, trying something and going, oh, wait a second, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. I don't really feel it's really going to help me in my space. And if I can't help be comfortable in my space, then I'm not going to be able to help those around me. And so that's really the thing about the focus, is just knowing, you know, I can always try something, and if it doesn't work out, it's okay. I can always regroup. And that's just always been something that I think a lot of my family in particular has always found that puzzling, because they've done the same thing for 50 years. And, you know, you're a farmer, you're a farmer. And I'm like, no, I'll try farming, but I'm also going to go over here and try this over here, and I'm going to do that. And it's been very exciting from that standpoint.
Yeah, I know. I think it's so funny you mentioned that, because I personally think, and maybe I'm a little bit biased, maybe we are a bit biased because we are in this space, but I do feel that service management as a whole, it offers so many different like roles and responsibilities. You couldn't possibly get bored in your job. Because no two doors look same, right? Because the technology is changing, right? So I think, that kind of helps you to stay focused and wanting to do this job over and over again. Yeah, right. I am with you. I'm with you on that. Yeah. Okay, so my next question is, given you kind of mentioned about people aspect, like wanting to help people as part of OCM, then here, like, you know, leading people, coaching people, have you had a moment where you had to pull your hair out because of people? Because, you know, that can be, you know, challenging to say the least, because, you know, I kind of believe like technology is not about technology, but kind of bringing people together to do what the technology can help us to do. So have you had one of those moments, and how do you overcome that?
I used to have those moments a lot more than I do now. Now I just stop and take a deep breath and, you know, count to 10 in my head and then regroup. And so I don't let things like that bother me, where I used to, it would be like, oh no, now we've got a problem. Now we've got to go solve this. And we're going to have to redo this, that, the other, because we've already started this direction. That was where I learned that, you know what, you can course correct. There's a right way to do it. There's a wrong way to do it. And hopefully I've learned the right way. And I feel like it's very effective to be able to do so, and be able to, it gives the people around you as much confidence as it does for you to be able to say, hey, let's course correct. Here's how we're going to go about it. Let's figure out what we need to do. I don't have all the answers, but I can help us get to an answer because I know how to get there. And I think a lot of people look at that and go, okay, that's different. It's not what I'm used to. It's certainly not what I'm used to, especially in companies where they're very, the internal departments are very competitive with each other. And to me, it's like, if you're going to be competitive, you need to channel that energy for competitiveness towards your competitors out in the field, because if you do it internal, all you're doing is hurting your organization. You're not really helping your organization. So it took me probably a good 10 or so, 15 years to really understand that and learn how to change my mindset so that I could actually come in and go, no, yeah, let's course correct. It's okay. It's not. And you know what? Failure is not a bad thing. You learn from failures. If you never have a failure, you never learn. You won't grow the way you need to. So I don't take failure as, oh my God, this is horrible, blah, blah, blah. I look at it and go, okay, I just learned how not to do something. And now we're going to go find the right way to do it for us, because it's not a one size fits all, for sure. Even though incident management is incident management. But there are many different ways you can address it, and how you need to address it for your organization is really the fun part, where you get to dig in and figure out how are we doing this for us, and how do we make it successful for us? So that's the fun part that we get to bring to these processes and practices.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So what's your lesson learned over the years? Like, if we had to kind of say it, you know, one personal mantra you can tell other people, like, you know, yeah, this is what I have learned.
Okay, this is not against cats, because
there's too many. I've read too many blogs today about cats and the cat lady.
It's nothing against cats. They have a purpose in this world. My grandma, when I was growing up, I grew up in a very poor rural farming community, and she would tell me there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh, she's skinning cats. What is she doing? Well, it was a figure of speech, right? If at first you don't succeed, try again. That's what I finally learned once I learned the proper terminology, if you will, that she was trying to tell me is that, and that's really the lesson learned, is that if at first you don't succeed, try again. And that failure is not a bad thing. Yes, we may have to fire someone if they cause a really big oopsie. You know, it may be, but there's always a way that you can look at circumstances and go, okay, we have to grow from this. We have to get past this. And that's really my lessons learned, is really just you take it in stride and let's figure out how to get past it and figure out how to grow. Because if you're not growing, you're dying, right? So we want to make sure we're still growing. That's my lessons learned. It's always look at it that way. I do use the phrase, I'm going to skin the cat. And my team immediately knows that, okay, we're about to go into a brainstorming
not
session
literally,
of some sort.
Yeah.
Right,
you're
right.
Not literally skinning the cat.
Before we wrap up, I want to make sure you don't miss what's coming next. Tune in next week for the final episode where I and Rhonda discuss some of her favorite things and her advice for anyone thinking about getting into service management. You won't want to miss it. Till next time, stay well and take care. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.